how to get the upper hand in any take-it-or-leave-it offer. A take-it-or-leave-it offer signals a great deal of insecurity on the part of the other side. If they weren't afraid to negotiate, they would. They're either afraid they might give in too much, or they're under some external pressure that's got them spooked. This gives you opportunity to influence. And though the other side may not see it overtly, any demand they make is a test of you as both a potential business partner and an ambassador on their behalf. After all, if you can't stand up for yourself politely, how could you ever stand up for them? The dominating emotion in nearly all business negotiations is fear. It shows itself in many different forms, concern being the most common disguise. Yet what is concern really, other than fear? Your job is to gently cast yourself as being respectful, not a pushover, and capable of looking out for the long-term interests of both sides. These things increase your value long-term, which is your real overall goal. Here are four powerful tools for handling take-it-or-leave-it offers. Number one, the no-oriented question opener. Ask, is it disrespectful if I ask to clarify a few points? This is a no-oriented question. People are much more comfortable saying the word no than they are saying yes. The Pavlovian response, you remember Pavlov's dog that salivated every time it heard the bell ring. The Pavlovian response is saying the word no is protection and safety. When you say no, you feel you've protected yourself. Since yes, saying yes, is most often a trap to people, they're often very leery of saying it. Again, it's a Pavlovian response. You'll be stunned at what people are willing to say no to. In the unlikely event the answer is yes, well, then you just learned a great deal about your potential future partner, which makes you smarter. Number two, mirror, mirror. Select which points you want to test for movement and simply mirror them. The definition of a mirror, from the methodology in my book, Never Split the Difference, is repeating a selected 1 to 3 words or the last 1 to 3 words of what someone has said. A brilliant client of ours and a great friend always mirrors each of the other side's positions. Any expansion of the points on their positions indicates flexibility. Always go silent after a mirror. Let it sink in. Count thousands to yourself if you have to. They'll respond before you get to 10, 1,000. Number three, the gentle, deferential label. The next thing you want to do is use a label. It sounds like there's no movement on any of these points. Tone of voice is critical. Deferential, gentle, and an upward inflection at the end. This isn't an accusation, but an inquiry. Again, say it like this. It sounds like there's no movement on any of these points. Again, say it like this. It sounds like there's no movement on any of these points. You could even tilt your head to the side when you say it. It helps with the upward inflection. Now go silent and wait for them to answer. It's critical you let them respond. The label acts as a very gentle form of a question that doesn't make people feel questioned. You want their comfort level high here so they're happy to continue to talk. Then, to make sure that you've thoroughly clarified their response, use a mirror. This is a great tool to get someone to expand on what they've just articulated, while at the same time feeling completely in control. They don't feel challenged. Number four, if all else fails, generosity. This is another label. If all else fails, you want to use a label, you've been very generous. It looks like there's nothing more here you can do. Notice I downward inflected at the end. If there's anything at all left that they can do, here's where they will look to find it for you. Generosity is a trait people love to be, even when they seem the opposite. Using this label brings it out in them. It's also a great way to finish the interaction, as the only thing more important than how an interaction begins is how it ends. The last impression is a lasting impression. Here's some more words to live by. Never be mean to someone who can hurt you by doing nothing. It's pretty much a universal truth that everyone you deal with can probably hurt you in some fashion by inaction. If you can accept that that's true, then the opposite is also true. Pretty much everyone you deal with can help you if they just feel like it. Your overall goal in the interaction is to be respectful, deferential, and pleasant to deal with, so that when the final decisions come as to what small thing, if anything, they can do to help you, they will do it. All right, to sum up, number one, the no-oriented question opener. Number two, mirror, mirror. Number three, the gentle, deferential label. And number four, if all else fails, generosity. Make it rain.